I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind.
The disciples and friends of Jesus gathered together in a large room. They shared experiences with each other about the Lord. They worshiped and prayed too, just as Jesus had taught them. One day, when they were all visiting together, vibrations unlike ones they had ever felt suddenly jolted all of their senses. There was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, as if a gale had been released right there in the middle of the room. Flames of fire mysteriously appeared above each person's head, and all were infused with the Spirit. To their amazement, they started to talk to one another in languages they had no knowledge of, ones they had never been able to speak before that very moment. The echo of voices and the timbre of the wind drew the attention of the townspeople in the streets below. People came from all around to find out what was going on. What they heard were the friends of Jesus, who were Galileans, talking in a language that each of them could completely understand. They heard the words in their own native tongues. How was this possible? Everyone was astonished. Something truly wonderful was unfolding. Peter came forward and began to speak to all of the people who were gathered outside. He explained that what they were seeing and hearing was the power of the Spirit. He told them about the things that were predicted in the Old Testament. He shared the message of Jesus with them. He proclaimed out loud that Jesus was truly the Son of God, and encouraged them to accept and follow him. He asked that they turn away from anything that was evil, and he invited them to be baptized. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name, and you too can receive the gift of the Spirit. Was and still is the good news. On that single day, 3,000 people became believers, and the church was born.
Can you feel the love?